Chapter 39. Water, all resistance over, content to be carried down the stream. She put the shadow of a hand to her lips again, and recalled her. You were going to speak to me, mother. Apostrophe A? Yes, to be sure, my dear. You know your father is almost always away now, and therefore I must write to him about it. Apostrophe about what, mother? Don't be troubled. About what? Apostrophe, you must remember, my dear, that whenever I have said anything, on any subject, I have never heard the last of it. And consequently, that I have long left off saying anything. Apostrophe, I can hear you, mother. Apostrophe, but, it was only by dint of bending down to her ear, and at the same time attentively watching the lips as they moved, that she could link such faint and broken sounds into any chain of connection. You learned a great deal, Louia, and so did your brother. Ologies of all kinds from morning to night. If there is any ology left, of any description, that has not been worn to rags in this house, all I can say is, I hope I shall never hear its name. Apostrophe, I can hear you, mother, when you have strength to go on. Apostrophe is, to keep her from floating away. But there is something not an ology at all that your father has missed, or forgotten, Louia. I don't know what it is. I have often sat with Sissy near me, and thought about it. I shall never get its name now. But your father may. It makes me restless. I want to write to him, to find out for God's sake, what it is. Give me a pen, give me a pen. Apostrophe, even the power of restlessness was gone, except from the poor head, which could just turn from side to side. She fancied, however, that her request had been complied with, and that the pen she could not have held was in her hand. It matters little what figures of wonderful no meaning she began to trace upon her wrappers. The hand soon stopped in the midst of them, the light that had always been feeble and dim behind the weak transparency, went out, and even Mrs. Gradgrind emerged from the shadow in which man walketh, and disquieteth himself in vain. Took upon her the dread solemnity of the sages and patriarchs. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.